Good morning. We praise the Lord for the great gift to celebrate the Holy Eucharist. Such a gift that we receive every Sunday, time and time again, and I think it's always just a good reminder to recognize it as a gift. Just as each day we get to step out of our bed and breathe fresh air and you're alive, it's good to remind ourselves, this is a new gift, a new Mass, a new experience of an encounter with the living Lord. There's a beautiful quote that Mother Teresa gave to priests. She said, celebrate this Mass as if it was your first Mass, as if it was your last Mass, as if it would be your only Mass. I think that's a good encouragement for all of us as we enter into the sacred liturgy. Press into it as if you will never encounter this sacred liturgy again. That's how we should relish this beautiful gift. I think the readings today pose or give us a question of, have we become too old to enjoy the youthfulness of God? Have we become too old to enjoy the youthfulness of God? Many of you know that I'm the youngest of 11. It's around 50 nieces and nephews. Many of them are young. And I used to always be the fun uncle, the uncle that would go and visit, and we would be outside playing. And over the years, I've realized whenever they're like, hey, Jagger, you want to come outside? You want to go play? I'm kind of like, that's okay. Now I'll just stay in here. I'll just have a drink, you know, with the adults. And I recognize this kind of boringness creeping into my mind and into my heart. And I'm not able to enjoy the youthfulness of my nieces and nephews. I wonder if in the same way this type of mentality creeps into our mind and into our hearts in our relationship with God. I want to share with you a quote. It's a little long, so bear with me, from G.K. Chesterton. And in it, he's speaking of exactly this, God's youthfulness. Oftentimes, I think the image that we have of God is some old bearded man in the sky. But G.K. Chesterton has a wonderful shift and invites us to think about God, not so much as an old wise man, but as a young child, full of vitality and life. Listen. Because children have abounding vitality, because they are in spirit fierce and free, therefore they want things repeated and unchanged. They always say, do it again. And the grown-up person does it again until he is nearly dead. For grown-up people are not strong enough to exult in monotony. But perhaps God is strong enough to exult in monotony. It is possible that God says every morning, do it again to the sun. And every evening, do it again to the moon. It may not be automatic necessity that makes all daisies alike. It may be that God makes every daisy separately, but has never gotten tired of making them. It may be that he has the eternal appetite of infancy, for we have sinned and grown old, and our Father is younger than we. It's a beautiful, beautiful way of recognizing our Lord, God the Father. In other words, he's saying, just like a little child says, swing me on the swing again. Throw me up in the air again. And you do it, and you do it, and then you're like, okay, I'm done, right? And they're like, no, do it again, do it again. G.K. Chesterton is that spirit, that vitality, that is an image of divinity. God isn't an old man in the sky. He's more akin to the youthfulness of a little child. And faith is therefore an adventure that we are called into. I want to turn to that first reading or second reading about Abraham. I wish Abraham was still around today. He is up in the heavens. But I wish he was still around today, someone I could meet, because I believe this man would have been so interesting. A man who, when he's advanced in years, an old, old man, beyond the ability to have children, hears a call from God. Here's an invitation to go on an adventure from God. And he says, let's do it. Listen to this. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. Just pause for a moment there and remind ourselves, we stand upon the shoulders of this man. Abraham, the church calls, our father in the faith. He is the first to receive God's call and to begin the forming of the people Israel that eventually becomes the kingdom of God that is the church. He is the one, in a lot of ways, that initiates it all. And what did Abraham have? A youthful spirit. He wasn't young in age. He was old. But he had a youthful spirit. A spirit that was able to see the invitation of God to go out into the darkness, not in fear, but as an adventure. And I think that's a call for all of us. Do I live my life in my own little nice hobbit hole? Everything in its place. I love it. It's comfortable. And is the Lord trying to knock down my door and say, come out. I have a grand epic for you to go on. And how do you and I respond? Have we grown too old to enjoy the youthfulness of God? Every time mishappens, inconveniences, your life is shifted, you're entering into something unknown territory, remember this. That's God's invitation to let go and become young again. As we grow old, we cling to control. A child is free in spirit, willing to go and explore whatever. Think an invitation as you come before the Blessed Eucharist. God bless you. As you come before the Blessed Eucharist, is let the youthfulness of God revitalize your heart. Allow him to expand your mind, expand your imagination. May you enter this day, God bless you, as if it were the first day. As I said at the beginning of this homily, may this Mass be something new for you. As you receive that blessed Eucharist, may it not be a monotonous event, but may you truly taste him afresh.